let me get us started here. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on June the 18th, 2026, and note for the voice record that we have a quorum of city council members here with us tonight, that we have our city administrator and our new city employee. Would you stand up? I don't want to make you feel... I wanted y'all to know so you can come and find her and introduce yourself. She's lovely, and we are very glad to have her, Michaela Montero. And last but not least, we have our city attorney, Thomas Mitchell. So here, we've got two of our city marshals here, and I'm supposed to count. So let me do this. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 members of the public for the voice record. Okay, is there any motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
I make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Thank you, Bill. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Skip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. We have a public hearing tonight, O-26-262. To amend Chapter 78, Zoning Article 10, Commercial Use District. Are there comments on this proposed zoning ordinance amendment? This is for the public. If anybody has a comment, you would just come forward and state your name and your address, please.
Gary Valino, 380 Lakeshore Drive. So, I had requested a C2 text amendment, which is a zoning ordinance on, or a district be created for C2 for the property at 4477 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard. The purpose for that is the current zoning that the city has won't allow the type of facility that I would like to build, which is an indoor sports, you know, pickleball, padel, F1, and golf simulators. And the real reason for the C2 is like an outdoor putting area. So, and a dog park. So it's a complex, all right? So that's what we want to build. And from what I understand, the C2 ordinance is what is necessary to do that. And so I filed a text amendment to create that C2 zoning. Now, I totally understand that the city's involved in this UDO. I knew that. Matter of fact, I looked up the first meeting, August of 2024. My civil engineer, her assistant, my business partner, we all met with Lee, and Lee said, look, you really need to wait for this. We're about to embark on this new rezoning. You really need to wait for that. So, fine, I didn't realize it was going to take a couple of years, but it did, or it's going to at least. And so that's why what I'd like to do is offer this C2 zoning that matches the UDO, all right? That's the intent of this. As a matter of fact, what I did originally was take the Gwinnett County Code for the C2 and say, this is what we want to adopt, and that's where TSW actually starts. If you understand zoning, which I've gotten a big education on this thing, you cannot deviate a lot from the zoning by Gwinnett County. Because if you do, I have to take my plans to Gwinnett County. Gwinnett County is going to go, what's this? And therefore, it's going to be, well, what is this? As far as I go back to the city of Berkeley Lake, where'd you get these codes from? And what I mean by that is, when you can't deviate a lot, you can add a lot of the tree ordinances, noise ordinances, a lot of those things. But, and you can take out, like in the C2 coding, like hookah bars and vape shops and all that stuff. You can do all of that. But when it comes to the actual, coding itself of what C2 involves, You know, it involves a lot of, you know, water and sewer hookup. The city doesn't provide that. So I got to go to county to get water and sewer hookup. It involves the cutting in of a road for turning lanes. All those things, okay, is all in this codes. So what I'd like to do is what I'm proposing is, I totally understand we don't want two sets of codes. I get that, all right? I don't want two sets of codes. I'm a citizen here. We don't. I have read the UDO. I do see the C2 codes in there. They fit what I want to do perfectly. They actually match up very well to Gwinnett County's codes, which is what I would expect. And I'm just want us to move forward on at least me being able to present to the public my concept of what I'm trying to create. And the reason for doing that is right now I'm in a holding pattern. I have I've been in a holding pattern for, you know, call it 18, 19 months now. And now I'm in another holding pattern for another 6 months. And what happens after that 6 months, I then have to create, you know, the plans, present them to the city. The city's got to hold at least, you know, two public hearings about those. And so you're talking about time the city gets them, times you guys review them, time we have two open public. We're talking about another 3 to 4 months after the 6 months. So what I'm really asking here is, we all know what the UDO contains now. We've got a very, very extensive draft. I encourage you all to look at it and figure out a way that conceptually I can present to the public. We can have a public hearing about what I'm trying to do there so I can get feedback from the public and go, we don't want a dog park. We don't want a putting green. You know what? You know what? What's the issues here? Maybe it's liquor sales. You know, I don't know. I'd like to have beer and wine in this place. But so I have to wait 6 months to do that. And I've already waited, you know, 18 months, 19 months. And on top of that, there's an extra 3 months that I have to continue to wait before I can present. So I'm very sympathetic on what we're trying to accomplish here. I do get it. I completely agree on the UDO. I had no idea it was going to take 2 years, and maybe nobody knew it was going to take 2 years. But I'm just trying to figure out a way where I don't have to wait another 6 months. That's my ask, and which is really another 9 months before I get any feedback from the public.
Okay. Thank you. Is that all of your comments?
Yeah, that's my comments.
Thank you very much.
Will I get an answer to that?
No, not in the public hearing. They'll be talking about it in the agenda.
Oh.
But we want to hear from any other members of the public that would also like to speak about this particular issue. Is there any other member of the public? Okay, Chris.
And I'll be quick. But
Chris Halpin. Name and address.
Oh, Chris Holman. I live at 325 Lakeshore Drive, and I've lived here 52 years. What I'm concerned about is that I just don't want to rush into this. Over the years, I've had two developers come in, clear cut the property. We have terrible problems. They have to clean out the pond, and it costs me a lot of money. And I just, and then the bank takes both properties, the same property back. So it's a dangerous piece of property. Rich Ettinger is my engineer. He has told me that. David Huter, United Consultant, has told me that. And I have an arborist who has told me that. So all I caution about is we just want to make sure we do this right. Because if we don't, we could have a lot of problems, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
What? Do I get to say something about that?
Well, you haven't used up your 10 minutes, so yes, you have another minute or two if you'd like to.
So I just gave Chris a USB of the plans of what we're trying to do. He told me to give it to his engineer. I am completely aware. I live on that lake. I don't want anything disturbed with his pond, and I don't want anything disturbed in the lake. So I have agreed, you know, with Chris that we're going to work together to make sure that this works for both of us and all of his surrounding neighbors. So I'm not rushing into this, just as an FYI.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. All right. Our consent agenda tonight is has three items on it. The minutes from our May 21st council meeting and from the council work session. Also, the financial statements from April of 2026 unaudited. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda as it is presented?
I'd like to make a motion to approve all the items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Bill Lyons moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion anybody has? Questions, anything? No? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. All right, now, this is the point where where the council responds and discusses under old business. Lee, would you let us know what you have found in your work with this issue?
Yes, ma'am. So the Planning and Zoning Commission considered this request to create a C2 general business district at their April meeting. After much discussion, the commission recommended approval and asked staff to try to create an amendment that would follow TSW's recommendations for the C2 district proposed in the draft Unified Development Ordinance, or UDO. Unfortunately, when staff compared the applicant's proposal to the draft UDO, it became clear that there is no separate, discrete set of C2 district regulations in the draft UDO. There is no single section that could be transplanted into the city's current zoning ordinance. Regulations pertaining to the C2 district are woven throughout the UDO. Staff has recommended denial of this request to create a C2 district outside of and in advance of the UDO because the UDO is the avenue by which the new C2 district should be created to ensure that the C2 regulations that are adopted are comprehensive and vetted through the UDO public process. The proposed ordinance to amend the current zoning ordinance to create a C2 district is up for second read consideration tonight.
Okay. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
Yes, Madam Mayor, I'd like to move to place the O-26-262 on second read. This is an ordinance to amend Chapter 78, zoning to add a new C2 general business district in Article 10, commercial use district.
Okay, you're recommending to place it on second read?
Second read.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I second.
Okay. Any discussion anybody has? Yes,
yes,
sir.
I'd like to speak to it if I could quickly. So for anybody to hear that doesn't understand how this works, I think the whole council wants to be very careful that we carefully consider the requests that are being made, but this is a two-part situation. We've got to change the zoning first, and then we've got to allow a piece of land to be rezoned to this new zoning situation. We enacted a moratorium last month for 6 months on any zoning changes. So even if we approve this new zoning this month or next month or never, the second piece of action that has to happen is to allow any particular piece of land to be rezoned into this particular zoning setup. So it's my recommendation that we consider to contemplate this for another 30 days, and then we reconvene and talk about this next month.
Okay. All right. That's been moved and seconded. Do I hear any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Under new business, I would like to share with you a resolution that I have proposed to our city council members. They have carefully considered it, and it reads as follows. A resolution of the mayor and council of the city of Berkeley Lake to designate the city green space Bernie's Woods. Whereas the mayor and council of the city of Berkeley Lake wish to create a special honor for their former mayor, Bernie Cohen, and whereas Cohen's remarkable vision, courage, and tenacity led to the city's ownership of the beautiful area we have called the Green Space. And whereas this protected forest has been enjoyed for years by so many, now therefore the mayor and council of the city of Berkeley Lake do hereby resolve that the green space shall be named Bernie's Woods. If the city council approves this resolution, my hope is to place two signs in the green space, which would then be called Bernie's Woods, something that explained to people down into the future who Bernie was and what he did and why we've named this area after him. I don't know what else to say beyond remarkable vision, courage, and tenacity, but he certainly had all of those things. Any council members that want to add anything or make a motion to approve or not this resolution?
I make a motion we rename the green space Bernie's Woods.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Thank you. All right. Skip moves and Bill Lacey seconds. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. Are there any public comments?
Thank you very much.
Well, well deserved and the right thing to do. Anybody else have a comment?
I work with Bernie. He said that there are three kinds of people. There are people who live in the past, in the present, and in the future. Mm-hmm. And he's a scientist. He said, I'm a scientist, so I live in the future. So he envisioned this. It's incredible.
He really did live in the future and could see that future better than most of us. Thank you, Marcy. For the voice record, that was Marcy Zelzinski, who lives at 506 Lakeshore Drive. Thank you, Marcy. Anybody else? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you, Bill. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay. Bill Lacey moves. Chip seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I appreciate that.